Say, what's so special about your Ford dealer's white sale, you say? Why, just this. You can get a specially equipped, and we mean a specially equipped, full-size Ford for a very special low price. That's correct. You can get a completely equipped car for less money than stripped-down models of some other makes. So take your choice, if you will, of two- or four-door full-size Ford sedans. Now, each comes equipped with Ford's new Big Six engine, the biggest six for 65, plus three-speed cruise-o-matic transmission, wall-to-wall carpeting, pleated vinyl seats, wheel covers, and white wall tires. Now, because this equipment is factory installed, your Ford dealer's special white sale price is much less than you'd pay if it were specially ordered, so do come in now and get a full-size Ford with the equipment that most people want included in the low, low white sale price. You can also, of course, get other Fords at special savings during your Ford dealer's white sale, but the savings are so big that this offer can be made for a limited time only. See your Ford dealer right now this weekend for sure and start collecting his special white sale savings. What a car. The once postponed and often questioned fight between Sonny Liston and Cassius Clay was today moved to Lewiston, Maine, one of the few places that evidently would take the fight. The bout, scheduled for May 25th in Boston, was moved out of that city due to legal difficulties after the district attorney asked for a restraining order and got it. The fight was banned from Massachusetts on the ground that the promoters were not properly licensed in that state. Ostensibly, a Boston promoter was promoting the fight, but it was pretty apparent that he was only a front for the real group putting it on. The Central Maine Youth Center in Lewiston, Maine, is to be the site of the fight on May 25th. The building seats 2,800, that's correct, 2,800 people, though additional seats will be installed to bring it to a capacity of 5,000. Obviously, the big take of the fight will be closed-circuit TV, and hence the reason for the staging of the scrap most any place that would have it. A world featherweight title fight will be presented tonight in the 18,000-seat Los Angeles Arena, where just a handful of fans are expected. Champion Vicente Saldivar of Mexico will oppose Raul Rojas, an ex-dock worker from San Pedro, California. Former professional basketball player Jim Krebs was killed last night in an accident while helping a friend chop down a tree in the Los Angeles area. He was 30 years old. Krebs, you'll recall, broke into pro basketball with the Lakers while they played in Minneapolis and finished his career last year while playing for the Lakers out in Los Angeles. The Lakers owner, Bob Short, expressed great shock at learning of Krebs's death when we visited with him today. Short was pleased at being able to draft Gail Goodrich, the UCLA All-American, a fine guard that he feels has a real chance of making the team. Says that Elgin Baylor's leg is now out of a cast following the operation, a surgery on the knee, and is hopeful that he'll be back ready to play well again next season. Cliff Ritchie of Dallas rallied today to beat Giuseppe Merlo of Italy, 5-7-2-6-6-1-6-3-6-2, in the Italian International Tennis Championships. And according to Ben Gustafson, supervisor of fisheries for the Duluth area, this should be the big weekend in the smelt run along the North Shore streams. Gustafson added, however, that last Wednesday's cool temperature slowed the run somewhat, and this may be the last heavy weekend. Dick Enroth reporting sports, brought to you by your Ford dealer, a man who's very willing to let his cars speak for themselves. To prove it, he's offering you a chance to test drive a 65 Ford now. See your Ford dealer today.
Here's a disaster bulletin for policyholders of the Travelers Insurance Company. If you've suffered loss from the storm, take steps at once to protect your property from further damage. Then call your Travelers agent. If you can't reach him, call Travelers Disaster Headquarters, where special arrangements have been made to handle claims. Call Federal 32461 in Minneapolis, Capital 77211 in St. Paul. That's Federal 32461 Minneapolis, Capital 77721 St. Paul for Travelers Disaster Headquarters. If this emergency has prevented you from paying premiums, the Travelers assure you that your Travelers policies will remain in forces for a reasonable period. And now, point of law.
Your mileage and direct service dealer presents... The line between smart business and sharp business is very narrow, so narrow that even courts and lawyers are often in disagreement, as in the unusual case of the sly subpoena. Today's Point of Law.
Point of Law is presented by Westy and the nearly 400 other mileage and direct service dealers throughout the Midwest. Direct service and mileage, where great gas and other top quality products for your car cost you less.
Barker Thomas was general manager of the Smithson Company's Western Division. The company operated retail stores in many cities. Barker prided himself on his knowledge of employee relations. As he often said, there was a particular kind of Smithson man. But Barker was forced to admit he'd made a mistake in Charlie Devers. Charlie looked and talked like a Smithson man, but he refused to follow the book. There were frequent disputes. Finally, Charlie quit, moved to another state where he opened a business of his own. But unfortunately, there'd been a complicated commission and drawing account set up, and Barker, checking the books, calculated that Charlie still owed the firm $2,800. Charlie, contacted by long-distance phone, vehemently denied it, so Barker went to his attorney to bring suit against Charlie. After studying the situation, the attorney told Barker, "Well, legally, you've got a pretty fair case, but that won't do you a bit of good unless you can serve him with a subpoena, and it will have to be served in this state." Well, Barker thought that over. "Okay, suppose you go and talk to Charlie and offer a compromise settlement. Then if you can't make a deal, get him to come back here for more discussion." So the attorney went to see Charlie. They talked, but couldn't reach any agreement. But Charlie did consent to fly back to the main office for further discussion with Barker. Well, that conference also led nowhere. And before Charlie's plane left the following day, Barker filed suit, had him served with a subpoena. In court, Charlie's attorney moved to squash service of the subpoena. He said, "The act of getting Charlie into state to where he could be served amounts in law, if not in fact, to fraud. Barker took sharp advantage of Charlie's presence to have him served. Charlie came at Barker's express invitation to discuss a possible compromise and for no other purpose. And during that visit, Barker had no right to serve him. The service should be declared void." Barker's attorney said, "There was no fraudulent enticement involved here. The parties tried in good faith to settle their dispute. When the negotiations fell through, Barker was fully justified in making service before Charlie left the state. His act cannot be twisted into a fraud, actual or legal. The service should be allowed to stand." What did the court decide about the sly subpoena? You'll learn the court's decision and today's point of law in just a moment.
As I guess we all know, most women seem to recognize a good bargain automatically. And that's one of the big reasons, no doubt, why you'll notice quite a few ladies buying gasoline at mileage and direct service stations. Evidently, these ladies have agreed that direct service or mileage gas gives them their full money's worth. And that's a decision that you're likely to make, too, with your first tankful, whether you run on regular or premium grade. Some of the other good brands, it's maybe true, might match mileage or direct service in performance. But these high-priced brands don't match the low price of this great gas. In fact, the big difference between these other good brands and mileage or direct service gas is the money you save. More gas for your money, more miles for your money. Just pull in at one of the big red arrow signs that mark the twin brands, direct service or mileage gas. Remember, you'll be getting great gas that costs you less.
Can a man be legally served with a summons when he's present in the state only to talk settlement terms with the other party to a dispute? Though there's respectable legal authority to the contrary, the Utah court said no. Whether he was fraudulently lured there or not, Charlie was, in effect, immune to service during the time he was in the state to negotiate settlement. Therefore, the subpoena must be squashed. It's a point of law. When George Wilson landed a choice job with a firm of business consultants, he promised never to use any of the confidential information he acquired for his own purposes. But after he was fired, George changed his mind and the issue ended in court. Here are the details in the case of the prohibited profession. Our next point of law.
Point of Law has been brought to you by Westy and the nearly 400 other mileage and direct service dealers throughout the Midwest. Direct service and mileage, where great gas and other top quality products for your car cost you less.
Studios in St. Paul, Minneapolis at 830 WCCO.
Camel's real taste satisfies longer.
Camel's real taste satisfies longer.
Camel's real taste satisfies longer.
The best taste you can get.
You get tobacco taste.
Tobacco taste.
So rich and rare.
A real taste.
A real taste. That's really there. You get no fancy, no fancy stuff.
Real flavor in every puff.
Tobacco taste so rich and rare.
A real taste that's really there.
The best tobacco makes the best smoke. So get the Camel and try a real smoke.
Have a Camel cigarette.
This is Dick Chapman sitting in for Jim Hill, reporting the business news and markets for Farnham, CCO Land's outstanding business office planners, designers, and furnishers. The New York stock market declined slightly today in fairly active trading. The trend was lower among such major groups as oils, motors, steels, and rails, but declines of most key stocks were slight. Losers outnumbered gainers by the modest score of 585 to 524. Today's decline surprised no one on Wall Street. For the previous five sessions, the market had set new record highs in some or all of the popular market averages. Analysts say that after every sustained advance of this kind, the day comes when profit-taking sets in, and today's pre-weekend session was a ripe time. Although today was essentially a dull session, one transaction made history in Wall Street. It was the sale of a block of 129,200 shares of Union Carbide, valued at more than $17 million. Officials said it was the largest single transaction dollar-wise in the history of the New York Stock Exchange. The previous record for cash value of a single transaction was $10.5 million, representing a big block of Gulf Oil sold back in April of 1964. This transaction contributed toward making Union Carbide the most active stock today. It closed 135.5, down 1.75. The second most active stock was Lehigh Valley Industries, closed at 4.25, up 1.25. Well, we'll take a look at the closing Dow Jones averages in a moment. Although you haven't seen it in any of the local bookstores, a bestseller in the business world has just been published. It's Farnham's new 200-page catalog of office supplies and furniture, and this year's annual Farnham catalog tops them all in the number of items it features. As every year, the new Farnham catalog shows thousands of office tools to make everybody's job easier and more pleasant and to increase efficiency in the office. Whether you're the secretary, the office manager, or president of the company, you'll find the new Farnham catalog filled with items you want and need for your business. Many firms in the area have already received their new Farnham catalog of supplies and furniture, but if you have not, you can get one by requesting a copy on your business letterhead. Farnham's catalog makes it especially easy to order. Just select your items, call Farnham's City Desk in either Minneapolis or St. Paul. Your order will receive prompt and careful service. If you prefer to shop for your office supplies in person, Farnham's has six convenient stores in the Twin City area. That's Farnham's, serving Upper Midwest business for over 70 years. Today's Dow Jones closing stock averages showed industrials closing at 932.52, down 1 point even. Rails closed at 213.39, down 0.15. Utilities at 161.26, down 0.85. And stocks today closed at 322.52, down 0.56. The volume, 5,820,000 shares. Let's take a check on the local market now with registered representative Jack Cosgrove.
Good evening from Payne, Weber, Jackson, and Curtis. The following are some closing quotations. Gould National Battery, 37.5. Tonka Toys, 19.5. Pillsbury, 46.25. Lamar, 14.25. Northern Pacific Railway, 50.25. Minnesota Enterprises, 18.78. Honeywell, 68.38. Minnesota Mining, 62.58. Northern Natural Gas, 62.75. Northern States Power, 37. Northwest Airlines, 86. Gamble Skagmo, 35. Archer Daniels, 35.5. Rayette, 43.78. Apache Corporation, 13. Control Data, 54. Great Northern Railway, 56.75. Munsingware, 37.58. General Mills, 60. Minneapolis Brewing, 13.75. Red Owl Stores, 25.78. Over-the-counter securities, Bemis Bag, 33-34. Economics Laboratories, 35.5, 36.25. Green Giant, 26-26.5. North American Life and Casualty, 20.5-21. IDSA, 51.5, 52.25. The B Stock, 13.125. North Central Company, 11.5-12.5. This is Jack Cosgrove speaking to you from Payne, Weber, Jackson, and Curtis, wishing you a most pleasant and safe weekend.
At the South St. Paul Livestock Market today, slaughter steers and heifers mostly steady, few sales 25 cents lower. Fairly active hog market, barrels and gilts strong to 25 cents higher. All classes in the sheep division were steady today. Grain market, both spring and winter wheat up a penny. The range went all the way from 174 and 1/8 to 184 and an eighth. Soybeans down 4 at 275.5, oats down 1 at 61.25 to 63.25, and corn down 1 at 127 to 129. A couple of odds and ends in the business world. Northwest Airlines will seek Civil Aeronautics Board approval of a new reduced excursion fare to and from Miami and Fort Lauderdale. And reactivation of the Rock Island Works, the J.I. Case Company, has been announced. They'll make it full plant stature effective August 1st. And Racine. A new line of automotive battery service equipment bearing the Techline label has been introduced by Litton Industries. That's the business news and markets. Dick Chapman reporting for Farnham's, the businessman's outstanding planner, designer, and furniture of fine business offices. Farnham's brings you the business news and markets each Wednesday and Friday at 5:30.
Shippers need more and more freight cars. Northern Pacific is building them. At its own shops, NP completes four freight cars every working day. Cars with new ideas like steel flooring you can nail into so your cargo stays put. Couplings with cushion underframes to soak up shocks and get your shipments to the destinations damage-free. Good cars in good order. That's what keeps Northern Pacific freight moving fast and on time between Portland, Seattle, and the Twin Cities. This is the way to run a railroad. This is the way they run Northern Pacific.
Good afternoon and welcome to the VIP show. This is Viking in person. And it's just about almost 24 hours ago that we gave the first tornado forecast from the U.S. Weather Bureau. Man, what a 24 hours this has been. We gave two warnings last night at this time, didn't we? First was a blue or blue alert, and then a white alert or whatever the heck. Possible tornadoes, and then some were sighted. And so much has happened between now and then, since then. Man alive. Well, tonight on the VIP show, let's hope there won't be any forecast like that, we hope. And we do have some good music for you, so we have also some information concerning the tornadoes, what to do, what not to do, a list of the damage that has been done during this past 24 hours. We also have some music for you. My Favorite Things by Ray Conniff Orchestra and Chorus.
Someone got $5 for this jingle. Listen. Our lawn's a carpet. All the weeds have met their Waterloo. Every time we feed, we weed with Turf Builder plus two. Now, you know perfectly well that anyone could write a jingle like that. Plus two, Waterloo, tea for two. So why don't you? They tell me that Scotts is paying $5 for every one they use. You know what Turf Builder plus two is, don't you? It's their new Weed and Feed. Feeds the lawn and gets rid of 17 different kinds of weeds at the same time. You'll find it in the garden section. But you don't have to buy a single bag of it. Just write a jingle about it. Send it to Scott's in Marysville, Ohio, or direct to this station. You may be paid $5 for it. And $5 is the down payment on just about anything, right? 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 Right?
Time now is 18 and a half minutes before 6. Temperature in the Twin Cities, 74 degrees. All right, now for commuters, highways 47 and 65, University and Central Avenues, respectively, are closed between highways 10 and 100. That's highways 47 and 65, University and Central Avenues are closed between highways 10 and 100.
Ask a woman, we did.
Can't you make a laundry product get both soft as well as clean? Always soft.
That's what we did. Instant Fells. It's Instant Fells.
The modern laundry product washes clothes so clean, washes clothes so soft.
Ask a woman. That's what we did and made Instant Fells.
Clothes so clean, soft, fluffy.
Get Instant Fells for laundry.
Shop Kersey's Market, 2405 Central Northeast, for the lowest prices in town. Free parking in the back of the store. Outside, of course. This week, Fells Instant Giant Size, 10 cents off, pay only 59 cents. Remember, you'll find the woman's touch in every Purex product, so buy Fells brands at Kersey's Markets. This is the Red Cross list, a preliminary estimate of the number of homes destroyed or sustaining major or minor damage. The list by communities as follows. Green Isle, Norwood Young America, 20 farms in rural areas destroyed, 10 farm homes with major damage and 10 farm homes with minor damage. In Cologne, 3 barns destroyed. Chanhassen, 6 homes destroyed, 10 homes major damage, 15 homes minor damage. In Cottage Wood, 5 homes destroyed, 5 homes with major damage. In Shorewood, 15 homes destroyed, 10 homes with major damage. In Greenwood, 8 homes destroyed, 5 homes with major damage. Island Park, 17 homes destroyed, 2 businesses destroyed also in Island Park. Navarre, 16 homes destroyed, 1 resort, many boats destroyed, business district badly damaged in Navarre. Tonka Beach, 3 homes destroyed. Browns Bay, 6 homes destroyed, bowling alley badly damaged. In Spring Park, 8 homes destroyed, 3 farm homes 3 miles east destroyed. At Christmas Lake, 18 homes destroyed, 32 homes with major damage. The junction of 100 and Golden Valley Road, 6 homes with major damage. In Fridley, 80 homes destroyed, 80 homes with major damage in Fridley, 300 homes with minor damage, 200 house trailers destroyed, 85% of University Avenue Business District is damaged. In Spring Lake Park, 80 homes destroyed, 50 homes with major damage, 100 homes with minor damage. School is 80% damaged, several business places and lumber yard destroyed at Spring Lake Park. At Mounds View, 45 homes destroyed, 6 apartment buildings destroyed. At Blaine Village, Anoka Airport, severely damaged, 10 planes destroyed. Temperature in the Twin Cities now is 74 degrees, and it's pretty close to that all around the neighborhood. Out in Denver, they have 67, Chicago 82, New York has rain and 50, Los Angeles 66, and Phoenix 70.
Think of Carefree Heat.
Think Shell.
Carefree Heat.
Think of Shell.
Heating oil for your home.
That heats spotlessly as well.
Think of Carefree Heat.
Think Shell. Think of Shell.
To prove our point about Carefree Heat, we're going to make a confession. Shell isn't selling everyone the same heating oil. In fact, Shell is selling over 10 different kinds. Each is blended specially for a different part of the country. The kind you can buy is blended specially for your area to help your oil burner provide carefree heat. And you thought all heating oil was the same? Feel carefree about your home's heat next winter. Switch to Shell heating oil.
Think of Carefree Heat.
Think Shell.
Think of Shell.
Think of Shell.
A couple announcements to make. The Fridley VFW installation of officers scheduled for tonight has been canceled until further notice. The free glaucoma eye clinics, sponsored by the Edina Morningside Lions Club, scheduled for tonight, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m., will go as scheduled. This free glaucoma eye clinic at the Edina Village Hall tonight, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. What else here? Minneapolis Symphony Benefit Ball, scheduled for tonight, will go, of course, at Southdale, and tickets are still available for that ball. For more information, call 335-7210. Now, a new one by Perry Como. And it's almost of a timely nature.
A hatchet, a hammer, a bucket of nails.
Isn't that a cute song? A new one by Perry Como. A hatchet, a hammer, a bucket of nails. By now, I guess everyone has heard about Prato Kentucky Bluegrass, that amazing new lawn seed that forms a thick carpet and actually crowds out weeds. But did you know Northrop King also makes a sensationally good fertilizer? It's golf lawn food, designed to team up with good seed to practically guarantee you a thick green lawn. How can golf lawn food be so powerful yet safe to use? The secret is the way it's made. Thousands of little magic pellets, each with hundreds of tiny chambers containing the nitrogen, phosphorus, and potash your lawn needs to keep green and healthy. And for immediate green-up, each of these pellets of golf lawn food has an extra outside coating of nitrogen that helps turn your lawn a rich, healthy green practically overnight. No other fertilizer offers you that extra feature. One feeding of golf lawn food gives your lawn all the nutrients it needs for long-term nourishment. End starvation of your lawn. Get golf lawn food now. At Sears Roebuck and Company, Brooklyn.